There's not just gay and there's not just straight. And before it used to be kind of like, it started really with the AIDS movement and how like being gay was like becoming to the forefront. And so homosexuality and heterosexuality were like the two, right? And then there was that dichotomy there. But then they wanted to show that there's allies, that there was not that dichotomy and there wasn't that conflict between heterosexual, you know, Christian, whatever you have, versus homosexual, liberal, whatever you have. And so the Gender and Sexuality Alliance is much more encompassing of what exactly it is, because we're involving everyone from everywhere and realizing that everyone kind of falls on this massive spectrum of what sexuality looks like and this massive spectrum of what gender looks like and how gender is not a dichotomy and how sexuality is not, you're just not pinholed somewhere anymore, because there's much more than that. Yeah.
Rainbow Week is about celebrating all forms of people, part of the queer community or part of that 2S LGBTQIA community, and celebrating how they are very different and always have different experiences from many straight and cis people.
So how do you mark it? How are you going to mark next week?
What I'm personally going to do next week is try and wear a different color of the rainbow every day and try my best to speak up to people who are trying to misgender me or not accept my identity.
Well, that's very good. What do you hope that Rainbow Week and these kind of events, of course, we've got in June, we have Pride Month and Pride Week and Pride Parade. But that's after school, isn't it? After the school year. So it's right at the end of the month. How do you think that changes our community at large?
It changes our community at large because I think it brings not only more awareness about the community, but also more acceptance, because awareness is good, but if you have awareness without acceptance, you just get a bunch more bullies.
I think that one of the biggest ways in terms of raising support is also making those actions, as Glitch said, being aware of the language that you use and challenging other people when they use language that's harmful, but also behaviors that are harmful. And I think that the most difficult thing, especially at the secondary level, is that it's really hard to stand up to your peers. It's hard to challenge people when they say things that you don't agree with, or maybe you haven't heard before, but you know that it's wrong. So in terms of support and raising awareness, just having those conversations and not taking it as a joke, which I think a lot of people do, it's easy to kind of brush it off because you're uncomfortable. But supporting your peers, especially your peers who are at the most risk, is small steps at a time.
Administration is creating policies that are supporting the respect that everyone deserves.
They're creating policies around like gender neutrality and being like the creating policy of how we have like teachers and like administration as well as other students have to behave around people who do recognize to be a part of the LGBTQ community as well as don't identify as a certain gender, which is incredible, and that's the best part about it.
Supporting people's self-esteem just by addressing them in the manner that they feel most confident in.
Exactly right.
Goes a long way.
Yeah, it really does. And it's such a small step that has so much power.
What can people do to help support the rights of their LGBTQ plus neighbors in our communities?
Well, you can take big and small actions. The smallest actions you could take is to just speak up to people who are being harassed or bullied. But you could also do large actions like donating to trans funds like the Trevor Project or things that support 2S LGBTQIA people.
You just mentioned Trevor Fund. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The Trevor Project is it's a project that you can donate to, and it helps support trans people, and it gives them like lines they can contact if they're ever feeling suicidal or things like that. And it's just a huge like support thing. And it also funds, I think, a bunch of trans homeless people, and it does things like that in support of the trans community.
Supporting people's self-esteem just by addressing them in the manner that they feel most confident in.
Exactly right.
Goes a long way.
Yeah, it really does. And it's such a small step that has so much power. There's been research done by the Trevor Project that we mentioned earlier. The suicide rate and the mental health, the mental illness rate of trans people is really, really high. And just by simply using their name and pronouns, it can improve their mental health by 70%.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, We'll try and do that.
Yeah, and it's really meaningful, for sure.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks, everyone.